I managed to snag this used M1 MacBook Air for next to nothing. Let's install real ARM-based Linux on it with the Asahi project. Okay, now I can already hear the comments. But Veronica, why bother with installing Linux on this thing in the first place? I will say right away that if you're happy using macOS on your computer, there's nothing wrong with continuing to do so. I'm sure folks are already arguing in the comments about it, and I'll take the engagement, but not the rage bait. The thing is, Apple won't continue to support these laptops forever. And when that day comes, we'll be happy to have the Asahi Linux project around to divert some of these from landfill and give them a second life. But most importantly, I loathe the culture of locked-in, manufacturer-controlled tech. This is my laptop. I bought it. I should be able to install whatever software I want on it. And thanks to Asahi, I can. That's amazing. Asahi Linux is a team of folks that reverse engineer Apple Silicon-powered Macs, then write new drivers and port Linux to these efficient little machines. They've also built up incredible amounts of high-quality documentation around Apple Silicon. It's an awesome, community-driven project, and I was pumped to have the opportunity to kick the tires on it. Now, if you have an older Intel-based Mac, you might be able to just install traditional Linux on it. And I did a video years ago walking through that process with Linux Mint. But traditional Linux isn't going to help you if you have one of these very modern Apple Silicon Macs or the slightly less modern Touch Bar Macs, which I'm planning on covering in a future video. I bought this Apple Silicon laptop for about half the going rate from a trusted local seller. And after confirming it wasn't locked to someone else's iCloud account, it was off to the races. Now, installing Linux on an Apple Silicon MacBook is complicated by the fact that these laptops are running ARM-based processors instead of the typical x86-based chips found in your average PC laptop or in the older MacBooks out there. It's not as simple as flashing an ISO and wiping the drive out. Asahi has put together a comprehensive installer that takes advantage of Apple's allowance of third-party OSs. They handhold you through partitioning, installing a bootloader, and getting a distro fired up and installed on the internal drive. And that's what we'll be checking out today. Also, word to the wise, before you go off and start wiping your MacBook, you should know that as of filming, only M1 and M2 series Macs are supported, and not everything works out of the box with all models, particularly Touch ID and Thunderbolt. Asahi has a device support page, which I'll link in the description. And as always, when you're installing Linux on a machine, back up everything before you start. And since we're dual booting, make sure your Mac has plenty of free space for the Linux partition to go. To start with, from within macOS, I navigated to the Asahi Linux homepage at asahilinux.org, where we'll find an installation script listed. Then I just copy-pasted the command into my terminal, which will download the most up-to-date version of the installer. It'll prompt for your macOS local user password, and then after a quick intro screen, the installer will collect info about the machine and present you with partition options. I think the reason Asahi handles the partitioning instead of the downstream distro's installer is because Apple stores system recovery on the system disk. And I would think it's easier to handle all the repartitioning bits using Apple's toolset in order to avoid bricking the device. I chose to split the drive 50-50, which is the default option. If it had replaceable storage, I wouldn't think twice about upgrading and devoting more to Linux, but Apple bravely ensured that my storage was a measly soldered on 250 gig. And being that it's not much storage, it only took about 15 seconds to resize the partition, and now we can install an OS into the free space. I chose Fedora Asahi Remix with KDE Plasma because from what I've read, it's really the flagship for the Asahi project, and I wanted to get a good baseline for what these things can do on Linux. even though Asahi is still shipping Fedora 42 from April 2025, here at the dawn of 2026. My guess is that it'll take time to rebase everything for each Fedora version. Considering that this is a volunteer project and not a large corporate-driven push, I'm willing to give them some leeway here. That said, there are non-Fedoras which run on Apple Silicon, and I'm already planning on covering them in a future video, so I don't even need to do that engagement farming thing where I ask you to leave a comment if you want me to cover them. After choosing Plasma, it asks me what I want to name the partition, and then it installs a stub macOS into that partition. This will take some time, and when it was done, I had to enter my admin credentials in order to set the new OS as the default boot volume. I was then prompted to share diagnostics with the Asahi team, and I said yes because I know what it's like to be a dev without enough diagnostic info to help fix bugs. Then I was given a list of steps needed in order to successfully restart into the Fedora partition. After pressing enter, the system shut down, and after 25 seconds, I restarted, holding down the power button until I saw the loading startup options notification. Then I chose the Fedora option, which launched into that stub macOS recovery install. This was necessary to update the security level of the new partition in order to allow a third-party OS to be installed. This required a couple of password prompts, but when that was done, I was greeted with a familiar logo on boot and a Calamari's installer for the Fedora Asahi Remix. The Calamari's installer has been modified to work with Asahi, as opposed to Fedora's traditional Anaconda installer. I'm not totally sure why they chose Calamari's, but it might be because it's easier to modify, which could help in the unique installation environment here on Apple Silicon. For example, it's missing custom partitioning options for the installation drive, likely due to the way Apple's recovery partition works. Of course, you can encrypt directories after the fact using traditional Linux tools, and that's good enough for my needs for now. That said, it does look like that's a topic they're pursuing in future versions of the installer. But beyond that, Calamari's behaved like it always does, and when the installer wrapped up, I was dropped into a perfectly wonderful, snappy Fedora installation, ready for all of the customization KDE Plasma can throw at me. And over the last few weeks, this Mac has become my everyday laptop. My battery life routinely hits 10 to 12 hours before I need to charge, which is better than I've ever seen an x86 laptop do. And this is a well-loved 5-year-old laptop at this point. I can't imagine how this would feel with a fresh battery. And while it does drain a bit of battery on sleep, it's not nearly as bad as some of my x86 laptops. My understanding is that Asahi's sleep function is something that they're still tweaking, and with this much efficiency, I'm willing to forgive having to shut down the laptop each day. Power management works great, too. I can mostly get everything done with the power save profile, but I've kicked it up to performance to get a bit more oomph when I'm plugged in, and the laptop stays pretty cool. Not bad for a passively cooled device, which I'm pretty sure Apple wants us to throw away. This has become my main machine for building my new website with 11D, and the Fedora ARM repos are more than capable of providing a lightweight web server. I was even able to run containers with Podman just as easily as on x86. In fact, if this weren't the base model MacBook Air and it had 16GB of RAM instead of 8, I might consider doing all of my web work right from here. I managed to get Steam working, as Asahi packages Steam themselves, with some sort of shim using the very cool FEX project, as well as a micro VM to deal with the page size difference between Apple Silicon and x86. I was able to play lightweight games with ease, even though these weren't ARM native as far as I can tell. The only ARM native game I could think of is the venerable Super Tux Cart, and that played incredibly well on this little laptop. Of course, with only 250GB of storage shared between macOS and Asahi, it's not going to host any huge games anytime soon. But come on, you knew that. This isn't a laptop I'd buy to be a AAA gaming rig. It's a way for me to futz with ARM while sitting on the couch. And honestly, for that, it's a fantastic experience. It's got all of the touchpad gestures I've come to expect from KDE Plasma, and the onboard camera and the audio are significantly better than the crummy experiences we're used to on most laptops. About the only wriggle I have is that some software just isn't packaged for ARM. For example, the Fastmail desktop client here doesn't show up when I search FlatHub, nor does Bitwig Studio, the DAW I've used for making channel music for the last couple of years. But that's not really Asahi's fault. Regardless of the efficiencies of ARM, if fewer manufacturers are building laptops for the platform, it's no surprise that software devs aren't building for it either. But as more of these laptops end up being e-wasted, I have a sneaking suspicion that the community is going to do our part to rescue as many of them as we can and give them second chances to be our everyday devices. And in the meantime, there's no shortage of software that does work fine on ARM. I was able to do some recording with Ardor on this little laptop, and it was fine. I was even able to edit some video on it with Kdenlive. Now, I know some folks are going to be big mad in the comments, saying things like, Asahi is built on Rust, and Rust is a cult. And to be honest, I don't care. I really don't. I like Rust just fine, but I also like C, and I like COBOL. Not everything is an extreme. At least now that Rust isn't considered an experiment in the Linux kernel anymore, maybe we'll see folks put away their petty squabbles and focus on improving code. Maybe? In any case, Asahi Linux is an incredible project, and I've only scratched the surface with it so far. I'm planning on using this laptop for the next few months, and really diving into the Asahi ecosystem, and doing a follow-up in a while, sharing my experiences. But even with the occasional wrinkles, it's incredible that a group of everyday Linux users managed to reverse engineer all of this Apple Silicon stuff, and lay the groundwork for a fantastic future for Linux on ARM. But that shouldn't surprise any of us, because Linux is awesome. And so are you. And a Calamari's installer for the Fedori. I can't say Fedori. If you're still watching, say Fedori in the comments.